My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Penguins made what I would consider to be a very big trade yesterday. And the reason I say it's a very big trade is because they traded away their number one prospect, a guy with star potential, goal-scoring potential in Braden Jaeger. And Penguins fans, at least initially when it all went down yesterday, I thought reacted quite poorly to that news. And I think it's because Penguins fans are smart, and they know that this is not an organization that's rich with prospects. But the player they got back is closer to NHL ready. In fact, he should make the team this year. Braden Jaeger probably a year away. He's also 6'1", over 200 pounds. He goes to the front of the net. He plays a style of hockey that they have so sorely been missing. Braden Jaeger, he's a finesse guy. The guy they acquired is named Rutger McRorty. Now, that sounds like where Pat McAfee might be broadcasting from in Ireland today. Sounds like an Irish pub. You want to go have a couple of pints of Guinness at Rutger McRorty's? He played at Michigan. Again, NHL ready. Josh Yowie wrote in The Athletic that he views that guy as potential captain material down the road. The expectation is that this guy could play up and down the lineup. I mean, you're probably not going to start him on Crosby's left wing, but he could wind up there before the season's over. Also, I read in The Athletic that if you pulled 100 scouts in the National Hockey League, 80 of them would probably tell you that Rutger McRorty is a better prospect than Braden Jaeger. So you ask, why would the deal get made? Well, Rutger didn't want to play in Canada. He wanted to play in the United States. He wasn't going to sign there. And now he's signed with the Penguins, 3 years, $950,000 a season. So you got a 20-year-old player who's NHL-ready, who adds an element of physicality that you otherwise really don't have other than, like, Michael Bunting. And I think it's a steal. Because you get a better prospect who can play now, who gives you something you didn't have, and you took advantage of a situation there. I think it's a shrewd piece of business by Kyle Dubas, and it does not signify a rebuild, but it does fall in line with what he told us at the beginning of the offseason, which is he wants to get younger, and he wants to find some diamonds in the rough, and I think he did just that here. But make no mistake about it, while Rutger McRorty makes the Penguins better today than they were yesterday before this move, the Penguins are still rebuilding. Here are some of the things that Kyle Dubas got this year. 26 second round pick, 27 second round pick, a fifth round pick, a 25 third round pick. Cody Glass, who was the sixth overall pick in the draft a few years ago. He's only 25 years old. They got a 25 third round pick, a 26 sixth round pick. They've got 27 draft picks the next three drafts. Dubas came in last year, said he wanted to try to get the best out of the Penguins roster, make a push. And they go out there and they get Carlson and they got rid of a lot of bad players. And that element of the trade was good, and I still think there's more meat on the bone with Carlson. I expect him to be better this year. He was down the stretch. But he went into this offseason saying, well, pretty much you got to keep an eye on the future. You want to be competitive now, but you want to keep an eye on the future. You can say whatever you want when you're an executive. And you can lie. But your moves tell the story. Getting Cody Glass, getting Rutger McGroarty, having 27 draft picks the next 3 years, this is very much an organization that's not going to call it a rebuild, but they're absolutely rebuilding. And if that is the goal, I do think you have to like what Kyle Dubas has done this offseason. Two high upside players who are young, 20 and 25 years old, and you got a bajillion draft picks the next three seasons. That's how you turn a roster over when you don't have a lot of prospect depth. I think Kyle Dubas has done a pretty good job this offseason. There's just one pretty big question that remains. When the hell are they going to get pen to paper with a Sidney Crosby extension?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.